Well, I've been around for a long time, and from the moment I could read, I was always perhaps overly interested in books, so I'm no stranger to libraries. I'm not going to talk about all the libraries I've known and loved in this life. Time is short. I'll mention first the library at St. Joseph's School here in Grand Rapids, where I completed grades 1 through 8. And that library experience for me was all about the lives, the biographies of the saints, most of whom were deservedly called saints because their day-to-day stories involved horrendous abuse and betrayal and agony and moral turpitude, sometimes the saints' own doing, which qualified them as sinners like the rest of us, but often perpetrated against them by wonderfully awful antagonists. And then, ultimately, they, our saints, once they were saved, were beheaded or burned at the stake or grilled on a spit or drawn and quartered or boiled in oil or flayed alive or, like St. Stephen, stoned unto death. There was nothing lurid, nothing explicit about these biographical killings, so you wanted to become a saint. It was so heroic. If the biographers had explained the physical science of having your epidermis removed from your body with knives, even if they were super sharp knives, while you watched, without the benefit of narcotics or being already dead, maybe sainthood wouldn't have been appealing. But those books couldn't do that. And as we know, left to our own devices, we can read almost anything wrong. Now, this was in the 1950s. I have no doubt that the St. Joe's Library today is as different in every way as every other library is half a century down the road. The Grand Rapids Public Library, when I was a kid, was right out of Library Central Casting, a Carnegie building where the spinsterish women librarians could never get the place quite as quiet as they wished, but not for lack of trying. That was our failure, not theirs. Then there was the Alcuin Library at St. John's, world-famous, no exaggeration, both for its rare and precious books collections and for its architecture. It was designed by Marcel Breuer and his associates, as much of the St. John's campus was in the 1960s. John Bauer was wondering yesterday when libraries morphed out of silence into sound. I don't have an all-purpose timeline, but I do recall that in, say, the spring of 1967, the Grand Rapids Library still enforced the hush-hush rule, but that fall, as a freshman at St. John's, it was okay to talk out loud in the library. Out loud, but not loudly. When I resettled in this neighborhood, the Beauvais Library became my resource because my good pal Pat Perry was and is the librarian there. And through the Arrowhead system, Pat and I could always find whatever it was I was looking for, truly whatever. And sometimes what I was looking for did challenge the system. Plus, the Beauvais Library is so old, so historic. You walk in there and you can smell the paper, the pages of the books, and the paper dust packed between the pages. Stop me before I get weepy. And then, of course, we have this excellent new Grand Rapids Library right across the parking lot from KAXE, as up-to-date as a library can be. Okay, I have to wrap this up, and I'm not going to name a favorite library, but I'll leave you with a question. In this postmodern day of the internet, instant messaging, Kindle books, all the rest, is the library headed for an afterlife that looks more like museumhood than active, functioning libraryhood? It could happen. We've seen worse. The Romans torched the library at Alexandria, wiped out that whole historical record, and left us guessing at what was in there and what the folks who knew everything then really knew. The Spanish did the same thing in the so-called New World to the Mayans, virtually obliterated the Mayans' record of themselves. We can tell that their cosmology and their arithmetic were more creative, more interesting than ours, but how did they get there? I'm just saying, take care of your library. You might not need it today or tomorrow, but sooner or later, you or someone close to you will need it. And while libraries go away, like saints, they are gone for keeps.